Take Five.
Welcome to Take Five with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes out of their day to develop a deeper mind for truth and a more passionate heart for God. Here's Don.
Are you an optimist or a pessimist? A glass half empty kind of person or a glass half full kind of person? You know what I'm talking about. The glass half empty person is basically pessimistic. She looks at the glass and emphasizes what's missing, whereas the optimist looks at the same glass and sees it's almost full. Winston Churchill once put it this way. He said, a pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity, whereas an optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. You've heard about the mother who had two sons. One was an extreme pessimist, the other was an extreme optimist, and it drove her crazy. So she went to see a family counselor, and he gave her this advice. When Christmas rolls around, he said, give your pessimist son more than what he asked for, and give your optimist son much less. Maybe this will cure them. So for Christmas, she watched as her pessimistic son opened all his presents. There was a bicycle, a skateboard, and roller skates. And after opening them, the boy started to cry. He said, Mama, Santa must hate me and want me to die. He gave me a bike so I'll break my neck. If that doesn't kill me, he gave me a skateboard. And if that doesn't do it, the roller skates surely will. This is the worst Christmas ever. And then she watched her optimistic son unwrap his one box, only to discover it was full of manure. Suddenly, the boy started digging through it, and his mom asked him what he was thinking about it. And he said, Mama, I'm not quite sure, but I think there must be a pony in here somewhere. Well, we laugh, but by disposition, we may be inclined towards one son or the other. But how should Christians view the glass? I ask that because some optimists make it sound like all Christians should be optimists, and they accuse pessimists of being overly negative. They say that the problem with pessimists is that they have no hope, and this is sub-Christian, whereas the pessimists are convinced that all serious Christians should be pessimists. They accuse the optimists of being hopelessly naive about the harsh realities of a sinful world. In this, optimists are, they say, sub-Christian. So which are you? The half-empty person or the half-full person? But wait, there is a third possibility offered to us by the psalmist in the second half of Psalm 23. Here we have the familiar psalm which begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." What I love about this psalm is that, unlike the optimist, it acknowledges the hard things of this world. It's full of realism, speaking about walking through the valley of the shadow of death, the reality of evil and enemies, but it doesn't stop there. On the other hand, unlike the pessimist, it takes comfort in the Lord our shepherd who is with us. It ends by saying, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Verse 5, I think, offers the third alternative in how to view our glass. It reads, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. There it is. The psalmist is a realist, but he's not a pessimist. He's hopeful, but not a naive optimist. Instead of being a glass half empty person or a glass half full person, he's a my cup runneth over person. That is, in spite of the real hard realities of life, the Lord our shepherd gives us hope, even though we don't deserve his grace. As the New Testament goes on to say, I am blessed to have a good shepherd in Jesus Christ, one who gave his life for his sheep and leads them to green pastures. I like that. We're not destined to wallow in our stark pessimism. Neither are we destined to be blind optimists. Both are theologically wanting. Instead, we can embrace realism and hope because of a Savior who died on a cross for our sins and then rose again for our justification. And we can say with David, my cup runneth over.
Thank you for joining us today for Take Five with Dr. Don Sweeting. Reformed Theological Seminary is home to a world-class faculty. Pastors, scholars dedicated to training the next generation of faithful Christian leaders. If you'd like to visit our campus or learn more about our gospel-centered master's degree programs in divinity, counseling, biblical studies, or theological studies, go to our website, rts.edu/Orlando.